Welcome to Talkin' Music on KVNF. I'm Corey Stanton, and I'm talking with singer-songwriter Jackson Emmer. Thanks for hopping on a Zoom call, Jackson.
Thank you for having me, Corey. It's an honor to be here.
And you live just over the hill in Carbondale, Colorado. What's the scene like over there?
I honestly wouldn't know. I feel like I don't leave the house that much. I'm trying to stay out of the fray. So yeah, I would say they're like the highway is loud. People are out and doing stuff. But in general, when I've been out, people are good about wearing masks. And any events that I've seen seem to be pretty well distanced. It seems like people are kind of doing what they're supposed to do and living life as best we can, given the new way of doing things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Have you played any live music?
I have played two live events in the past 6 or 8 months. One was at the Glenwood Caverns up in Glenwood Springs, and the other one was at the Basalt Farmers Market. And those weren't really concerts, you know, so much as just kind of background music for a nice atmosphere. It was really fun and nice to get out of the house and do that, but it's also a little bit surreal because it's so different and music is really about connecting with people. And so that's happening, but, you know, if someone's enjoying it, they're a little bit more reserved to come up and tell you so. You know, people are cautious of how close to get or how to engage with you. So I think that little social barrier, which is there for all the right reasons, does kind of put a damper on how live music is performed and received now. So that's new and weird, but it was still fun.
Yeah. Well, you have a new album that's just come out in early October. Give our listeners a little background on this new album, Alpine Coda.
Sure. So just in 2018, I released an album called Jukebox. And as soon as I finished recording Jukebox, I started the writing for this next one. So I've been writing this album for 2 years, essentially. And I recorded it in November of 2019 in Nashville with some friends. And it was produced by a friend of mine named Mary Bragg. She's an incredible singer-songwriter in Nashville. So she kind of put together all the musicians for the project and the sessions. And all the writing happened essentially before that. So it's kind of writing it 2018 into 2019. Some of the songs were even finished in the studio as we, I don't usually like to get down to the wire that tight, but it happens sometimes. So anyway, I work well on a deadline. So I guess maybe that's it. We had a live band for a couple of days and we cranked out a lot of songs. And then also Mary and I recorded just on our own in her basement for a couple of the other days. And it was all, I mean, we did everything in 5 days, 12 songs in 5 days, 10 of them made the record. That's it in a nutshell.
Cool. Well, we're going to get to hear some of these brand new songs off Jackson Emmer's new album, Alpine Coda. Let's start with When the Lawn Gets Dark.
There's an old man in the park singing Alabama hymns when the lawn gets dark. Lonesome pilgrim, lonesome thinker, sandbar baby and a heavy-duty drinker. Oh, that rat race, he don't run it. Slow living, but he got no eye on the summit. I know you see him, but will you walk? Turn your lucky back a moment he talks. How did you get the way? Thank you.
That was a brand new song called When the Lawn Gets Dark off of Jackson Emmer's new album, Alpine Coda. You're tuned in to Talkin' Music on KVNF. I'm Corey Stanton. I'm talking with Jackson Emmer via Zoom from his studio, home studio in Carbondale, Colorado. Yeah, so talk to me about this song.
I wrote that song while I was on tour in South Carolina, and I saw just a tremendous amount of poverty and drug addiction and all kinds of, I guess, people just in a rough way, which I've seen many times before. It's like, obviously not the first time, but it kind of touched me in a new way. And I started writing about it and trying to get something good and presentable about it. It also is connected to when I worked at a homeless shelter in Vermont for a while. People go through some really rough stuff, and it's hard to know how to deal with that. It's hard to know how to support people who are going through that. It's hard to empathize sometimes because it's just hard to know what to do. And I think when people feel stumped, they often just wall it off. And then, you know, it's easier to do that than it is to empathize, but still feel confused about how to help. So took a few performances of the song. I was like to try it out in front of people and see how they react. And in doing that, I could tell that there's something to it, you know. And over the past year or so, the song has become really special to me, and people have requested it at shows. And it just became clear that it was a song I needed to record. And I could not be happier with how it turned out. I think we recorded it in one take, really. You know, the guitar solo is overdubbed, and Mary's harmonies are overdubbed. And other than that, that's a live take.
Awesome. Well, talk to me about Turn Up the Jukebox. I actually got a sneak peek of this last summer when you were traveling through, and you came to KVNF with
Wyatt Espelin and John Stotts, the Three Musketeers.
Yeah.
I wrote that with my friend John Lilly. He is a songwriter in West Virginia. He's in his 60s, and I look up to him. I think of him as kind of a songwriting mentor for me, and I sought him out to get together and write songs, you know, as a way to sort of learn about songwriting. So we would hang out at his place and just sit around the living room and kick around song ideas. And this is one that came out of that. I think the first time we did that, we wrote 3 songs in 3 days. And this was one of them. He and I have a really, I feel like, prolific and fruitful songwriting connection. And I'm grateful for our friendship. And the song is very light and Western swingy, but that comes from us both having had a pretty rough year when we got together to write this. You know, I'm not going to list all of the reasons it was a rough year, but both he and I just individually were having some stuff going on. So we needed kind of an escapist song. Like, we wanted something to take us away from that. And instead of writing another dirge, I mean, you know, you've heard the record. It's full of dirges. We've got enough. We decided to go with a toe-tapping escapist Western swing. And I think just instantly, as soon as we wrote it, we just felt better. And that's a good sign that the song is working. That was also recorded live with the band. And the exception to that would be Deanie Richardson, who's one of the house fiddlers for the Grand Ole Opry. She came in to do her fiddling the next day, and I showed up early for the session to like greet her and get her settled. And I think I showed up 15 minutes early, and she had already been there for like 20 minutes and recorded like two of the songs she was going to do. Like, she just like is so fast, so incredible. Like, that's how you become the fiddler for the Opry, I guess.
Yeah.
You know, like, lesson learned. And I showed up and introduced myself, and, you know, I said, hey, thanks for being here and thanks for playing on the song. And she was like, oh, thank you. This is the kind of music I like to play.
Oh,
and I thought to myself, well, that's an honor, but also, would you call Vince Gill and tell him? It's like, all jokes aside, she made the song come alive. And of course, she's exceptional. And she laid her solo down, and then the steel player, Josh Kaler, you know, he had to follow her up on the second solo, and he's great too, but I watched him sweat it a little bit. And then, of course, play a perfect solo on the second take. So it was a pleasure to record and a pleasure to get to work with people of that caliber and talent.
That's awesome. Let's take a listen to Turn Up the Jukebox. This is off of Jackson Emmer's new album, Alpine Coda.
Turn up the jukebox, turn down the heartache. Let's dance till daybreak, cold shining through. We'll do the two-step, show me your new step. However you step, I'll dance with you. Swinging doors and hardwood floors, up and down the street. Cowboy boots and rhinestone suits, won't you dance with me? Turn up the jukebox, turn down the heartache. Let's dance till daybreak, cold shining through. We'll do the two-step, show me a new step. However you step, I'll dance with you. Tulsa, honeysuckle rose, dancing while the jukebox plays us every song we know. Turn up the jukebox, turn down the heartache. Let's dance till daybreak, cold shining through. We'll do the two-step, show me a new step. However you step, I'll dance with you. Sawdust scattered on the floor. Gather up your troubles, sweep them out the door. Turn up the jukebox, turn down the heartache. Let's dance till daybreak, cold shining through. We'll do the two-step, show me a new step. However you step, I'll dance.
That was Turn Up the Jukebox, brand new song from Jackson Emmer off his brand new album, Alpine Coda. It just came out in October. You're listening to Talkin' Music on KBNF. I'm Corey Stanton. I'm talking with Jackson Emmer about his new album, and we're listening to a bunch of songs. I really appreciate escapism right now, especially in just these extra challenging times. So I personally appreciate the upbeatness of that track.
Thanks for digging it and for listening. I think that's my dad's favorite song on the record, too. He likes a toe tapper.
Yeah, it is. And it's going to be stuck in people's heads for years to come. Let's talk about another song off your new album. Talk to me about Fork in the Road.
Fork in the road. Yeah. So I wrote that before the recording session, and it was on the list of songs I sent to Mary and said, what do you think of these? And if I'm being honest about it, you know, Mary came back at me with a note saying, this song is great, but it's still like, it's not done. Like, let's finish it. So together, Mary Bragg and I finished the writing for that song, you know, just before recording it. And some of that writing was done together just at her kitchen table. You know, our days were really full. Like we recorded for 10 hours or 12 hours in a day. And then I'd go back to my hotel. And some nights I would finish the writing for whatever we were going to record the next day. And that was one of those where it was like, you're really close. Go dial it in and bring it back to me tomorrow, which is one of the things that I think Mary is so great at. Like we just talked about those session players bringing out the best in other people. She does that for the people that she worked with too. So her getting me to turn a great song into an even better song is one of the things that she is good at. She got me to dig deep, and together we kind of ironed out what I think were the wrinkles of that song. And now it's just, I'm really proud of it. Every time I hear it, I'm moved by it. It feels both personal and like a little bigger than myself. Like that that phrase, fork in the road, take it, is a Yogi Berra quote, you know. I didn't invent that. So that's kind of been part of our culture for a while. But the verses are partially about me and partially about other people's stories. It's simple, it's mellow, and hopefully it gets to the heart.
Here is A Fork in the Road off of Jackson Emmer's new album.
Blonde-haired Julie from Missouri, raised on rubies and caviar, left the mountains for the concrete where your bloodline ain't who you are. My friend Sandro from down south, crossed El Rio, made it out. Blood and sweat for a second chance. Reynosa fable, his romance. When there's a fork in the road, take it. If you like dreaming big, make it come true. Life is a dance, get out and shake it. When there's a fork in the road, take it. I was 15, thinking about death, breathing was a boulder crushing my chest. I found the highway where a man can think. Now my life is three chords, paper and ink. When there's a fork in the road, take it. If you like dreaming big, make it come true. Life is a dance, get out and shake it. When there's a fork in the road, take it. Skipping clouds, kicking rocks, how will you know if you don't walk? Thank you. When there's a fork in the road, take it. If you like dreaming big, make it come true. Life is a dance, get out and shake it. When there's a fork in the road, take it. When there's a fork in the road, take it.
That was Fork in the Road off of Jackson Emmer's new album, Alpine Coda. It just came out in October. You're tuned in to Talkin' Music on KVNF. I'm Corey Stanton, and I'm talking with Jackson Emmer. And before we get to the end of your most recent music, I went back to some of your earlier records and was listening to an album called Last Known Photograph of Jackson Emmer. And there was this song on the album called Rocky Winds Blow.
Raised strong, ran away, did not get too far. My Adam's apple on a Colorado farm.
Yeah, cool. Cool. Throwback. Yep.
This song really stood out to me, and it feels very different from your music today and even some other songs that are on that particular album. To me, this song is a little bit more experimental, and so I wondered if this was a direction you would ever consider going down musically.
Absolutely. Oh, yes. Okay, well, I would love to talk about that, and especially for Paeonia listeners. Here's Paeonia listener relevant trivia. So you know Bill Powers from Sweet Sunny South Music Institution for a long time in Paeonia. Mm-hmm. He and I are friends, and I was visiting he and Shell in Paeonia on a second date with my now wife. And I had, I think, just recorded that song, and we were sitting around playing songs we had written recently, and I played Rocky Winds Blow for my now wife on our second date at Bill and Shelley's house, and she dug it. I think that's like one of the reasons that she was willing to sort of give me another date. And yeah, and it's one of her favorite recordings of mine too, so I feel like there's a connection between that song, me, and Paeonia, so it's very serendipitous that she'd bring it up.
Yeah, I had no idea.
Yeah, I would love to play more music like that and record more music like that. I am doing some of that in that I released a recording of Dead Flowers, that Rolling Stones song, recently, which is more in that vein. And I also, there's a song on the new album, Alpine Coda. The song is called Chasing Gold. And a month after the album comes out, I'm going to release a cover of that song done as an electronic experimental song.
Oh, cool.
I made it and I was like, I love this too. I'm going to put it out. But you bring up an interesting thing, which is that as a musician, as I start to share my music with more and more listeners, setting expectations is really important. Putting the right frame around your art is really important. And traveling every night and performing a kind of similar thing in different cities, but still making each show unique. Like that's the challenge that I've had as a performer. And I feel like in order for me to do that well, I had to make that focus around the sound of me with an acoustic guitar. Like that's bare bones, that's intimate. There are other musicians that come and go, both on the records and in the live performances. But essentially, it's me and my voice and a guitar. And that just felt like what I could present night after night. And doing the electronic experimental thing is really cool. But it adds so much complexity to what you're able to perform live that I haven't felt like there's a way to do that well consistently. So until I crack the code on that, my records have had to kind of be in that same vein. And it's an interesting challenge too, to make your records unique, but still close to what you're going to do live. Like not the same thing, but still connected. So anyway, that's why it's been so acoustic and so raw lately, but I am kind of looking ahead and seeing how I can push the envelope of country music, folk music, and I guess it just becomes indie or experimental at that point, but it still has to be listenable and enjoyable and something that I could do consistently.
Talk to me about your song off your new album called Acetaminophen.
I wrote it in kind of a flurry and it came to me quickly. It's tremendously bleak and sad. And for those of you who haven't heard it yet, it deals a lot with like our culture's addiction to sugar, pills, school shootings, violence. It's not an uplifting song, but it felt important to write and to share. And I will say that I didn't share it for a long time. I didn't really play it live. I just played it for a few people. And I was on tour with my band in New England last year. And bass player, Michael Siegel, I played it for him. And he was like, we have to do that song. Like, you can't keep that song for yourself, basically. And I was like, I think people might get too bummed out, man. And he was like, no, you can't hold back. So we played the song. And just like instantly, I watched people cry. I watched people have really visceral reactions to it. And people, like even school teachers, would come up to me, you know, after the concert and like thank me for that song while crying and talk about how much it meant to them. And so that was an indicator to me that the song is, I guess it's done its job in that it became bigger than myself. And it really felt important to share and to not hold back. Probably because everybody's going through the same cultural experiences together, even if it's not pretty. And it came out even more moving than I expected. And I'm excited for people to hear it, even though it's kind of difficult to hear. There is a music video for the song. And I think by the time people hear this, that will probably be out too. So they can check that out on my YouTube channel.
Jackson, thanks so much for taking the time to talk with me in KVNF.
Corey, thank you. It's been a pleasure and an honor, and thanks everyone for listening. I really appreciate it.
You've been listening to Talkin' Music on KVNF. I'm Corey Stanton. Visit kvnf.org for more Talkin' Music programs and for a direct link to Jackson Emmer's music. We'll go out on one more song off of Jackson Emmer's new album, Alpine Coda. This one's called Acetaminophen. Thank you for listening.
Dear Tallulah, I wish I could earn a dollar not soaked in blood. Feel the woofer a kick and thump. I'm suckling baby from an old gas pump. Ain't that living the dream? Take me to America. I want in. Land of sex and fantasy. Stolen graveyards and a acetaminophen. Darling Johnny went to school. His best friend shot him dead by noon. All the others hiding under a desk. Land of the free, not bad, I guess. Ain't that living the dream? I want in. Land of debt and opium. Stolen governors and a cedar.